And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Even though a game is yet to be played, Larry Fedora keeps on winning. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. There's an old adage when colleges hire a coach for a high-profile sport. Introduce a big name or have that coach wow them with a first impression, and they say you've won the press conference. Ultimately, that coach has to win games, too. You can also hire a no-name, such as a promoted coordinator or a head coach from a smaller school, and lose the press conference. But 8 months later, if that coach wins games, all will be forgotten. Larry Fedora is not the big name that some UNC fans wanted, such as Boise State coach Chris Peterson or an Urban Meyer. But Fedora's high-energy approach certainly has helped him, and athletic director Bubba Cunningham win the press conference. And this week, Fedora posted another victory when he introduced 8 members of his new coaching staff. Only one has Carolina ties, Gunter Brewer, who returns after coaching here during the Torbush Bunting era. But the 6 coaches who came with Fedora from Southern Miss and the 2 others, such as associate head coach for defense Vic Koenig, were impressive in their first public day on campus. Whether by design or just logic, all the new coaches talked about how important it is that the staff knows each other and for the most part has worked together under Fedora. That was not the case with Butch Davis or John Bunning, both of whom were out of college football before being hired by UNC, and turned out that their assistants lacked chemistry in some cases that led to turnover. Besides strange coach Tom Myslinski, Fedora did not retain anyone from Davis' staff, making a clean break from the NCAA-dogged program. Unfortunately, Kenny Browning, who worked under 4 head coaches at Carolina, won't be retained because Fedora reportedly needs a second African-American recruiter, and he's looking at ex-UNC players Randy Jordan and Chad Scott. Browning certainly would have helped with continuity, having been a great asset to Carolina since leaving a stellar career at Northern Durham High School. Even without him, from first glance, it looks like Fedora has put together a winning staff. This is Art Chansky. See ya.